You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The social and political crisis in France carries on, with another countrywide protest having taken place over the weekend. The tension between the Gilets Jaunes movement sympathisers and those against it is starting to exacerbate, with counter-protests now taking place. I spoke to Justin Wong, our correspondent in France, about the current situation. Hey Justin, you're talking to us from Paris, where you are based at the moment, and you wanted to talk to us about the Gilets Jaunes movement, the Yellow Vests, that are going through their 11th week of protests. So what is the current situation?
What the demonstrators of the Gilets Jaunes movement are demanding now is not about the petrol tax that President Emmanuel Macron tried to implement in November anymore. It's quite broadened, because I saw some banners over there that are protesting about police brutality, the banks, and capitalism in itself. But the anti-Macron sentiment still lingers. And
it's been 11 weeks and the numbers seem to be going down. Why is the movement losing ground a little bit?
Well, the numbers have certainly dropped, and some polls from local media have suggested that the approval numbers for Macron has rose back up a little bit.
Another thing that we saw happen over the weekend was a new protest, sort of a counter-protest by a group called the Red Scarves, the Foulard Rouge. Could you tell us about who they are and what they're asking for?
The Foulard Rouge, or in English, the Red Scarves, is a movement that say they are opposing the violence of the Gilets Jaunes movement. And I actually went there to the protest over the weekend. And what I saw is that compared to the Gilets Jaunes movement, there are more old people, and there weren't as much, I would say, less dynamic than the Gilets Jaunes, because most of the demonstrators over the weekend are only waving French flags or singing the French national anthem. Actually talked to some people at the Foulard Rouge as well, and one of them actually think Macron is doing a good job in running France, because there is less unemployment and the economy is doing well. And another protester that I talked to, he doesn't really have an opinion on Macron himself, but he just wants less populism. And he thinks far left and the far right of the French political spectrum have infiltrated the Gilets Jaunes. They are using the Gilets Jaunes movement as a way to topple down Macron's centrist government. Another protester that at the Foulard Rouge that I talked to said she is personally affected by the Gilets Jaunes itself, because some of the Gilets Jaunes protesters have blockaded roads coming in and out of Paris or in other French cities like Bordeaux or Toulouse. And according to her, that actually affected her getting basic necessities, because trucks can't resupply the shop at the area she is living.
What has Emmanuel Macron's response been to these ongoing protests?
Macron earlier in January has written an open letter to France, and he launched a national debate until March, and in that national debate he wants to talk about four themes. The first one is taxes, the second one is the organisation of the state, the third is ecological transition, and the fourth one is citizenship. And how he plans to conduct this national debate is through local meetings and citizens' conferences with elected officials. These officials, according to Macron, will then reflect to the government itself. And in fact, earlier this month, like 2 weeks ago, Macron went to Normandy to meet with 600 mayors of that region. But even though Macron says there are no limits to what will be discussed, he has ruled out some of his pro-business economic reforms that got him elected in the first place in 2017, or the basis why he was criticized for being a president for the rich.
The French president's strategy seems to be that he is coming back on some of the promises that he made before being elected, or the policies that he put through in the time between his election and now, and also sort of trying to instigate a national debate so that the people who's demonstrating against him mainly in his policies feels like they're heard and have a voice.
Yes, it's supposed to be designed like this, but during one of the Gilets Jaunes protests, I actually saw some protesters having signs that says the national debate is fake. And I talked to one of the protesters and he says the national debate won't be changing anything because Macron himself has already refused to roll back some of the policies that most of the Gilets Jaunes are opposed in the first place.
So they don't trust that he would listen to them now and give in to their demands?
No, they don't. But this trust is still there. But polls and the number of protesters turning up at Gilets Jaunes demonstrations at every weekend certainly can reflect that maybe Macron's national debate strategy has paid off.
So what's to come? More debate and also potentially more protests?
We got the Foulon Rouge protests now, and there are talks of having another counter-protest or maybe further Gilets Jaunes protests over the next weekend. So it is really unclear. Will the national debate succeed?
You also wanted to touch on another story which involves one of Emmanuel Macron's former aide called Alexandre Benalla, and he was sacked a few months ago for partaking in beating up protesters during May Day, and a lot of things have unfolded ever since. Can you explain a little bit what happened?
A very brief description of Alexandre Benalla himself. He was a former security guard to Macron, and he was appointed as his head of security after Macron was elected to the presidency in 2017. But in July last year, one of the local French newspapers, Le Monde, identified Benalla as a man in a police helmet who grabbed a young protester in the neck during the May Day protests in Paris. Benalla was sacked by Macron days later, and there was a parliamentary and Senate hearing in Paris. But just a couple of weeks before an investigation, it was revealed that Benalla has not returned his official passport after he was sacked, and he used it for 20 times to travel to Africa and Israel between August and December last year.
Could that create a new scandal in France? Because I know that when the video was revealed of him beating up a protester, that was quite an inflammatory topic in France for quite a while. Could that be also creating a new scandal, and could that also have consequences on Macron and his presidency?
It might be, because, well, there is no knowledge of what Benalla was doing in Africa or Israel during these visits. Were those trips for government businesses for Macron, or he was using them for personal purposes? We don't know. And how these two outcomes can turn out could be damaging for Macron, because if it was used for official purposes, that means Macron has lied to the public when he said Benalla was sacked. But on the other hand, if it is discovered that Benalla is using those passports for his personal use, and under security protocol, he was supposed to hand them back to the government, that means there is something wrong in the public system, and it could create potential embarrassment for Macron.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.